northern yard of the castle, northeast corner platform. A legend about Olaf, the warrior, and his bride. As known by most researchers, ghosts usually haunt in obscure and old castles built in the 13th to 15th centuries. Narva is precisely suitable for this criteria. For 700 years, the walls of the castle have seen many bloody battles, and most likely also evidence of dirty murders. As eyewitnesses claim, Narva Castle is haunted by a female ghost covered in translucent clothes from the other world. One would think, why would there be a woman, if starting from the times of the Brotherhoods of the Knights, the Livonian Order of the Castle belongs solely to militarists? Of course, every self-respecting ghost has a horribly dramatic story, often about unrequited love and always ending in tragic death. Such a story tells of Olaf, a brave Swedish guard, and his bride. This story presumably happened in the northern yard of the castle, right at the place where today the flag of Estonia flies. From the times of the reign of the Livonian Order, the northern guard served as a supplementary defence for the main buildings of the castle. And after Ivangorod Fortress had been built on the right bank of the river, the eastern part of Narva Castle became more vulnerable. After having conquered Narva at the end of the 16th century, the Swedes aligned the eastern wall of the yard with supplemental fortifications and cannon platforms and reconstructed the fortress, and they were ready at any minute for an attack by the enemy. As the legend says, a young warrior named Olaf guarded the highest point of the city fortification during those uneasy times. He watched the surroundings attentively and sharply, keeping it all safe from the enemy. Suddenly, Olaf saw a bright shadow approaching him silently. After watching the shadow closer, he recognized his bride, who he had not seen for a long time. Such unexpected happiness. "My love," whispered the girl to Olaf, happy. "For so long I have been looking for you. So much I have suffered. I was told that you had died in a battle." She touched Olaf with her hand, but withdrew it at once. "What's wrong with you? Why are you so cold, my sweetheart?" "Oh, no," answered Olaf. "It is not me, but my steel armor that is so cold. Soon, very soon, the war will be over and I will take it off. Until then, we will live happily in peace and harmony." The bride once again embraced him, yet Olaf took her hands away. Down below, he heard a noise, but the flag waving in the wind over his head reminding him of his duty and his vigilance. Somebody was trying to climb up the wall. Noise continued to come closer and closer. The enemies had already climbed the wall and were trying to tear off the Golafon. Several of them had already climbed up. What to do now? How to rescue the city and its honor? Olaf courageously unsheathed his sword and threw himself at the enemy. The fight turned out to be short. The enemies fell down, but the stalwart knight died along with them. The girl, unhappy and scared, was left alone on the wall. In a single moment, everything was over. Her beloved and her future were gone. "Death will unite us," whispered the unhappy girl, and she threw herself down the wall to the dark abyss. They say that nowadays, even through so many years have passed, the ghosts of Olaf and his bride covered in white clothes appear right at this place near the flag. From time to time, a woman in white is also seen in different chambers of Narva Castle. Perhaps this is Olaf's bride, who cannot find her last sanctuary.